Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman reports being scammed for over $1,400. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 78-year-old woman reported to the Gillette Police Department this week she had been scammed out of $1,400 by a company out of California. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said she told Gillette Police Detectives that she had purchased parrot eggs so she could raise them at her home. When she received her notification via UPS about the eggs being shipped, it showed they were being shipped from Tennessee and not California. Wasson said after being shipped, she received another notification. The birds had hatched early while in transit, and she needed to send money to purchase an incubator for the birds. The woman proceeded to send additional money for the purchase of the incubator. On December 12th, she received info saying UPS had attempted to deliver the birds to her home, but no one was at her residence. They requested an additional $200 fee for the missed delivery of the package. She told detectives she had been home all day, and they had not attempted to deliver anything. At this point, she realized she had been scammed and reported to the Gillette Police Department the alleged fraud. Upon contacting UPS, they explained they would not request money to purchase any item, such as an incubator, as a condition of delivery. The incident is currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service reminds those sending packages they want to arrive by Christmas need to mail them this week. Post offices around the country have seen increasing traffic since around December 5th, with this week being the busiest. According to the release from the USPS, they began preparations for the holiday shipping season in January. They orchestrated a successful 2021 holiday delivery season due to the Delivering for American plan created in March of last year and plan to use the same model this year. More than 44,000 part-time workers across the U.S. became full-time this past January, in addition to the hiring of an additional 20,000 seasonal employees. They have also added 249 new mail processing stations to help speed up the packaging capacity to 60 million packages a day. The deadline for packages to be received by Christmas should be mailed by December 17th and priority mail by December 19th. For more information on shipping deadlines and other information, go to usps.com/holiday news. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.